our love for the game is evident, right? Like sure. the whole country loves basketball. We love Gilas. We love yeah. everything about the sport. But so like other countries have love for the game too. And you have, like I mentioned, you have Greece going home, France going home, mm-hmm. Spain going home, Australia going home. You know what I mean? All very well-coached teams. And I'm sure there's rumblings in their own respective countries yeah. of, you know, this guy should go, this guy should be there. Like, it's sports. Like, that's what the conversations are going to be. But I tip my cap to anybody who takes these jobs. Yeah. Like, international basketball is a tough spot, man. Well, these are small windows of opportunities to win games to set you up for history.
Let it fly. Take one.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Let It Fly. I'm your co-host, Saul Mercado, with Gabe Norwood, Jared Dillinger. Man, we had a lot of people tap in for the World Cup episode. So today we really want to just piggyback off of that and give our recap of how we feel about the World Cup. It's been awesome so far. Without further ado, welcome to another episode. But yeah, man, to start off, you know, what's your thoughts, Gabe? You've been up close and personal at all the games, sitting courtside. Me and JD haven't been blessed enough to be there.
We got kids.
Yeah,
we got babies.
You know,
we got to stay home.
We're not.
Yeah. Got babies.
We're not as famous as you, dog. When it comes to FIBA, they don't really care about us. But, you know, how's it been up close and personal? What's your thoughts so far?
No, the atmosphere has been great. I think we talked about it last episode on just how excited we are to have the world stage really have eyes on Filipino fans, you know, first and foremost. The game itself, the love for the game is there, but to see how the fans have turned out and supported all the countries, you know, naturally Gilas has had more fanfare, Team USA is popular, and it'll be interesting to see as the tournament goes on to see who they show up for and really show out for. But the Filipino fans have been awesome. It's been cool to see, you know, people from other countries who flew in to support their national teams. So overall, the atmosphere has been great. It's been some great games, great competition, as you would expect at the world stage. But I think the biggest, not surprise, but one thing I'm most proud of is really the fans and how they showed out.
Facts. I love how we have the all-time record now for the World Cup attendance, like at 38,000.
Yeah, man.
Like, it just shows how much love we have for basketball out here. Like, I was really proud of seeing
that. Was opening
like that.
Night, right?
Opening night. Yeah, that shit was dope. It was cool seeing that. Man, though, like, it's been so cool watching all the teams, right? Like you were saying, Gabe. And obviously, all eyes are on Team USA. And just seeing how they've been going through the tournament right now. What are you guys' thoughts on their performance, if you will, at this point, Saul?
Well, I think like they've performed great so far, right? I think with their group stage, they kind of handled it pretty easily, and then they ran into Lithuania, who was just on fire.
Oh, yeah, I heard it was like boys, 9 for 9 or some crazy.
They started off 9 for 9.
Yeah,
from three, not from the field.
Dog, see, basketball guys, you ain't going to win that game.
Not yet.
You ain't winning that game if that happens.
But what's cool, honestly, I said to myself, I was like, if this team comes back and wins, like, I don't see them losing the World Cup at all.
Right.
Like, that would have really showed a lot. And they did battle back, but Lithuania just kept, every single time they came back, they had an answer prayer. Like, they threw up a, everyone's seen that one on Anthony Edwards. That was huge. I mean, just some big ones. And they had opportunity, like, towards the end, they were pressing. They had some steals. Like McCall Bridges had a shot in the corner that would have cut it to one. That, you know, in the dying seconds would have been big for them. So I think they performed well. I actually think me and Gabe were talking about it. It's a blessing for them that they lost. Because now their route is, for us, it's a little easier to the gold medal game. You know what I'm saying? And so their route is a lot easier had they had won. They would have had to go through Canada.
Yeah,
they would have had to go through
Slovenia.
Yeah, so now they avoid Canada.
Yeah, because it ain't over. They still get to play another game.
Yeah. Which is your pick?
I had two, so it's cool. Can we not talk about that?
His odds were increased.
Coach Brian.
Coach Brian, I had no, the other one there. My bad.
you thought Coach Brian was going to bring that boy.
I got smoked on that, man.
Yeah.
But Team Canada, let's keep it, going.
Keep it going. He switched up real quick. But with that said, too, like I know we touched on, you know, Australia not making it to the next round and things like that. But what's kind of your biggest surprise so far of the World Cup? Like whether it's
South Sudan.
That was impressive, man. They already qualified for the Olympics. History has been made.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to see, you know, Luol Deng is, I think, the head of their, I don't know if it's their basketball federation, but
Roy Ivy
being their head coach. Yeah. It was cool to see.
It's cool seeing it because it's like, it takes you back because you're seeing them all happy and celebrating. Right. It's kind of like how the 2014 World Cup team,
right.
You guys beat Korea and just that, you could feel the same vibes.
It's something special.
Something special. Definitely, and you just like, special. You can't help but just be happy for them.
For sure. I mean, for me, to kind of along the same wavelength, Japan. Mm-hmm. Japan going out and playing at an ultimate high level in front of their home crowd, coming away and being Olympic qualifiers already. So it was cool to see their young guards come up. I think they had two guards who were at, like right around 22, 23 years old that showed out. Hajimo, I hope I pronounced his name right.
Yeah.
But I've competed against him for a long time with Japan, and he's number six.
Is that the 5?
He plays more. No. He's a little bit older. He plays the two. He played solid in their last couple of games, the last two, not their first win. But, you know, just guys who compete at a high level. And I'm sure it was special for them playing at home.
Yeah.
And kind of get those upsets and kind of shock people.
Yeah, for sure. I was actually going to say Japan as well. Yeah. They had one game, bro, like against Finland.
Yeah,
I was tuned in to that one. They have another guard, lefty, like wears number 30, obviously, like because it's Curry.
Yeah,
he has a racket.
Word.
He's like, what's his name? Like Toshima something.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't want to butcher his name, but he has a racket.
He can shoot it.
Look at him. He looks like my accountant. Like dead ass. Like you seriously look at him, bro. I guarantee you, if you walked into the gym, no one will pick this dude up, bro.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. Like
those are the coolest players, bro.
He looks like my accountant, bro.
Yeah.
Like dead ass. And it ain't like he tries to go out there, wear a sleeve and look like a ball player. He's straight up nothing on.
Yeah.
Just goes out there, wears number 30. So you like, okay, he must be able to shoot. And I mean, dog, he's launching it from deep.
Yeah,
he probably their greatest shooter ever. Like honestly, like the way he was shooting the ball and the way they were talking about it. But they had some guard that I had to ask Ray Parks. I was like, I had to ask him about him because he had probably the game of his life.
Is that the short one?
Yes.
Yeah. They have 5 and number 2. Yeah. Number 2 has been there for a while.
Andrew Carum.
That boy was yanking.
Sorry, Andrew. I love you, bro.
I mean, and he made every big play for them against Finland. Like every single play that they needed to make. He had like 3 or 4 straight threes, one in Lauri Markkanen's mouth, like was crossing these dudes, same leg to the rack. Like he was impressive. I was like, yo, every single shot that went up, no way he's making this. Boom. No way. Oh, he did that one too. Bang.
Yeah.
Like that was impressive, bro. And then, so I was really impressed with Japan to be able to get those two. What, they got two?
Yeah, they got two wins, man.
Three.
They
won again. Okay. I'm pretty sure they just won again in their last game to end the tournament for them.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Man,
pretty sure they got 3.
No other Asian team got past 2 wins.
Nah.
Right? It was just Japan.
Not yet. So I think they're already
They're qualified for the Olympics.
What
do you guys say is the game of the tournament so far? We were talking about this earlier a little bit.
Dude, me and Gabe were texting last night.
It was the Spain-Canada
game was awesome all the way to the end. It was it looked like Spain was in control. They were going to kind of coast and kind of get out of there. Mm-hmm. They were having fun. And you saw the bench was smiling. Everybody was getting into it. And then Canada, Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
Kelly Olynyk actually hit big shots before
two back-to-back threes.
Yeah, back-to-back threes before they sat them down. And I think they went a little bit smaller. But they played well, man. Yeah. It was fun to watch.
It was like a heavyweight bout. You would think like Spain was going to pull away. And then Canada would just come back.
Yeah.
And then Canada would get a little bit of a lead and then Spain come right back. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But man, shout out to Dylan Brooks, bro.
Yeah.
Like that dude's been taking a lot of heat.
Yeah.
And a lot of heat. Granted, he poked a bear. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, like, it happens.
And he played awful, but he has resurrected himself in his World Cup.
Respect when like, you, when you have dudes do that shit.
Not even just hitting shots, bro. Like defensively, getting hands on balls, rebounds. I mean, he did everything. Like they don't win that game if it wasn't for him.
There's a reason why he got paid, man. That dude's mentally built. Like just you gotta respect that.
Yeah, but you would think after he poked a bear, he wasn't gonna get paid.
That
like
one.
That.
That was a hell of a bear to poke.
Yeah. But surprises, man. But surprises, too. You look at, so Spain's out.
Yep.
Australia's out. Greece is out. France is out. Like, who would, I know, I personally, I think I picked Spain to jump, possibly get into that Sweet 16. I might have, actually, now that I think about it, I might have even said Spain and Australia. No, you said Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget who was my other team, but just hearing those four teams not advancing.
You got to recap that, yeah.
And then you have, what, Latvia, you have Slovenia.
The team that I picked is still in.
Who's that?
Germany. Yeah, go ahead and run it back, because I said Germany. They're still in. You, both y'all teams are out. So I said Germany, USA, obviously. With Gilles, I said Gilles.
Great job, Saul.
Good job.
Good job.
You can pat yourself
on the back. You need some validation. Good job, buddy.
No, I need y'all to give me the money that we bet.
We didn't bet no money. We're Filipinos. We don't bet.
Hey, can we talk about Greece real quick though? Because I watched them.
I watched Greece.
And I think even with Giannis, like, because we were really hyped about Giannis. I don't seeing how their team was constructed. Maybe Giannis makes them go, but his brother was unimpressive. Like I was like, yo, he don't play on the Bucks at all. Maybe. You know, his brother's not here on a World Cup stage. Like, he's gonna, bro, like, they don't even play him that much because when he gets in, he's not good, bro. I'm like, he's an NBA player.
Yeah, I think you got to remember it's Giannis. Like, he runs basketball in that country.
So you think that he's, but you think that he's on the Bucks because.
Yes. Sorry. I'm calling it right now. Yes. So do not tell me he is going to be on another NBA team because of X, Y, and Z.
Dang.
I'm just saying, like, just calling a spade a spade. Nah, this really, is not the first time we've seen something like this before. And it's been in other leagues as well.
But I'm just saying, as much as we say Giannis, Nick Calathes not being there is big too.
Yeah,
he's a stabilizer. He kind of gets them into what they need to do. Yeah. I mean, just speaking from the last, I mean, this was 2014, almost a decade ago, but he was the one that kind of got them where they needed to be in terms of, you know, stuff gets out of hand a little bit, games getting out of control. Calathes was solid for them, but yeah.
Greece. So what y'all think going forward? Who we got? I mean, you guys get a chance to redeem yourself.
We got a second chance.
Yeah, you got a second chance. They don't come off.
Can't say Australia anymore.
No, actually, now I remember. Somebody had said Germany. Who said Germany?
Me, bro.
You said Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on now. I just said
dang. That. I was hoping it was me.
You thought it was you?
No, I just said that.
You even saying it all show. It's all right. You got four kids.
I literally just said the team. I said Germany. Yeah. And he was like, "Hold on, someone said Germany."
Teams, you said teams plural. I thought you said the teams I picked are still.
Yeah, obviously, don't listen when I talk.
He's human.
Coach Brian isn't coaching any other teams,
so we can't.
JD,
you know any other coaches?
Yeah, you said that three times already. It's cool though.
I mean, I like USA just because, like we talked about, how
even after the loss,
how the schedule kind of worked out. I mean, watching them, Paolo Banchero was impressive to me. Like. I didn't know he was physically that tough, big. Yeah. Like he is.
He's a monster.
Strong. He's 21. Like he impressed me. Halliburton is a magician out there. I didn't know he was that much of like a pure point guard. Mm. And that's their second group. You know what I mean?
Halliburton reminds me of you, bro.
I don't know. He can pass the mess up.
Like you have a better looking jump shot. But like if you were like.
Got to
run the point and like really a little bit more aggressive score.
Yeah.
Like you guys like are really similar. I've seen that. Do you think that?
Like, yeah, for sure, man.
Maybe because you guys are both like skinny and fast.
That's
and
the only reason.
If you're like a little more light skinned.
Just a little bit more light skinned.
What about you? You still sticking with Germany? Team USA,
Germany was my pick but Franz got injured, but they've still been impressive. They're still there, but Franz is huge for them. You know, I even talked about Franz being their like superstar. So I think if he comes back, I don't know how long he's out, but if he comes back, I think that they definitely still have a chance. But USA, I think they ran into a Lithuanian team that was just lights out.
Perfect storm.
And what's crazy about this tournament, bro, even moving forward, every game is game seven.
Yeah.
So it's so unpredictable because, like,
dude's mental.
Somebody could go into a game and hit 9 for 9 in the first quarter. Yeah. And then it's, or Jordan Clarkson could go crazy and, and score what he did against China. It takes one of those games and then it's done. You're done. Like, it ain't no, because if Lithuania played USA in a best of seven, that'd be the only game they win.
Yeah.
And I don't think they shoot the ball like that again.
Or if they simply play 12 minute quarters and the USA has 8 more minutes to try to come back in that game.
Right.
It's totally different as well.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking about that as I watched. I was like, man, if they had an extra minute at the end of every quarter or like extra two, I guess it's extra two. My math was not very good at that point.
It's okay.
But that's a totally different game. That's a whole nother quarter of basketball basically that you're playing. So
yeah,
we'll this is, like you said, the team gets hot. It's hard to come back when, in 10 minute quarters.
It is for sure.
I'm still going to stick with Canada. Ride them out. Yep.
Can we run that back? I don't think you said Canada, bro.
Well, run it back later. So if I did or didn't say them earlier, I'm sticking with Canada right now.
You can say it now.
It's cool. I said Canada and Australia. But anyways, I like Canada. Dylan Brooks, Kelly Onick, Shai. They're who they say they are. They're nice. So let's see. Let's see how they go. But let's move this forward, man. Let's talk about our guys.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Gilas.
I think we landed in a generally good space. I mean, naturally, we all wanted to win one more than one game. We had winnable opportunities from the DR, Angola, Italy, all the way across the board. Sudan, all the way across the board had winnable opportunities. But at the same time, you know, it's a tough spot to be in. We've all represented the country. It's a lot of pressure. Not just for the players, from the coaching staff, from support staff, everybody around, but it's what you sign up for. You know,
I mean,
these guys came in understanding it at the same time.
Wouldn't you agree that there's a little extra pressure that it's here at home?
Oh, for sure.
As opposed to, you know,
for sure.
Somewhere else, right?
For sure. Right? The pressure is added.
But then you had that home crowd behind you.
That's
great. Which can go either way, though. If stuff starts going bad, it can. You can hear the chirping and things like that in the stands just as much.
So you think they have a better opportunity, say they didn't play here in the Philippines against those same teams? So
I don't know if I would say an opportunity, and I don't know how much that all played into it. Like we've discussed whether it was preparation, you know, changes in the lineup, guys being comfortable playing different positions that they might not have played. All that goes into it. I don't know how much the crowd and home court went into losing or making a team play better. But I do know there's for sure an added level of pressure to the whole experience, which, like, doubling back on what I said about the fans, I really hope everybody got to appreciate the tournament. Like, we haven't hosted the World Cup here in Manila in what, almost 50 years, something like that. And to dwell on like the negatives is one thing. Naturally, we all want to play better, but to really appreciate it, man, like, we got to watch an NBA player wear the Philippines jersey, go out and show out every night and play the best as he could. We had our 6-time MVP in June Mar out there. We had 5 or 6 guys who are international imports come back and represent the country. You have AJ Adu coming off an injury, fresh out of college, coming out, starting his international career at the adult, like the men's level. You know, he's played.
How old is he?
AJ has to be 23.
Yeah, you called that one, bro.
I mean,
that boy is, he got my respect.
He's tough.
He's tough.
He goes after it, man.
Yeah, he
goes after it.
He showed me a lot. I was really impressed with him. Like, not even just, it wasn't him like making moves and scoring buckets. It was his toughness, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he did not back down. He played within himself. He didn't try to do anything outside of himself.
That's what I like the most right there.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can easily get out of that sometimes when you see that you're getting all the points on the team and you start hearing a little bit more of your name.
Yeah.
He still stayed true to, like, his lane. Like,
the level of maturity that he played with.
Yeah.
And he's young, bro.
Steady, that shit was impressive.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with him. I like, honestly, I like the chemistry between him and Kai.
Yeah.
As well. When they play together, you could tell that they have played together before. You know what I'm saying? At the under 19 or whatever, even growing up.
Yeah.
Playing together, like you and Ray growing up.
We're cool.
You can tell that their chemistry was there at times, you know, being there for each other, helping each other defensively even the little lob that we saw, the high lows.
Can you imagine if they played in the PBA as the 4-5?
4-5 on the same team?
They would.
That'd be some headaches. They would
torch.
That'd be some headaches, bro.
That would be pretty crazy. I could see Coach Tim licking his chops, like, how can I get AJ too?
Sitting there the whole time just watching on the side. Just...
Yeah, because dude. Coach Tim loves kids that play within themselves, mm-hmm. are tough,
yeah.
isn't going to play out of it. Like, you could see he was like a hybrid, like Mark Pingerish, bro. Like, you know right. what I'm saying? Like,
that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. like a just right. a taller
yeah.
version of Mark Pingerish.
That's a great peg.
Yeah.
Finish well around the basket, all that.
Yeah.
I thought he was, yeah. For me, what was your biggest surprise of all of Gila's, bro?
Wrens.
Yeah.
I like everybody Hands knows down. About the athleticism yeah. and you see like, you know, the clips on in social media and all the dunks yeah. and everything like that. But seeing how he impacted the game without shooting the basketball, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, he shot it.
No, I'm saying he got shots up, but I'm saying that was like an add-on. Like yeah, he could have yeah. not shot a single shot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And still impacted the game just off yeah. of get energy, effort,
yeah,
his versatility on defense. Like he's mm-hmm. able to basically defend 1, 2, 3 for the most part, but it was infectious. Like once he stepped out there, it seemed like the whole level of play
yeah.
went up all the way across the board.
Yeah.
And you know, naturally you got to see the dunk off Vert.
Yeah, that was steals, pretty dope.
Like straight yeah. up, boom, finish. But he was impressive to me. I hadn't gotten to watch him play that much in person. And then even his time in Korea, he's teammates with my college teammate out there. And I'd heard good things, but
mm-hmm.
he didn't have like consistent run all the time. So yeah. to see him out there,
mm-hmm.
it was awesome to see Renz do his thing.
Yeah, you had mentioned how it was contagious, his energy
yeah.
out there in front, picking mm-hmm. up 94 feet. It was contagious. One thing I liked about him is when he had an open shot, whether he missed it or not, he took
no hesitation.
He took it. No hesitation. Yeah. Catch and shoot. Let it fly.
Yeah.
And that's how the game should be played, yeah. right? Like, obviously, he works on his game, and he knows those shots are going to eventually mm-hmm. fall, and he's going to shoot them if he's getting an open shot. What I noticed, though, you talk about it being contagious, him being out front and kind of leading that defensive charge, you know, picking up. What I noticed is that's what Gilas lacked. On the whole totality was that leader, mm. was that Jimmy Alapog, mm. L.A. Tenorio person, that point guard that kind of carried the team and kept everybody composed, right?
Who would you say is the leader right now?
For me,
like who is the?
For me, when Kiefer was in the game,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
he embodied that.
Yep.
I think Kiefer had incredible minutes. I think Kiefer probably should have played a little bit more. I think when he did came in, he brought that stability at the point yeah. guard position that we kind of lacked. Not to say like Scotty, honestly, bro, like Scotty was my teammate, my rookie, and I love him to death.
Yeah.
He's just learning how to play point guard right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
let's right?
talk about that. Yeah. There's a lot yeah. of noise yeah. of talking about Scotty's performance. Yeah.
But for me, it's like with Scotty. He just came off an injury.
True.
And we all know what that feels like.
True.
4 days before, yeah. like he just got cleared.
Yeah.
So when you come off an injury and was his hand,
yeah.
you're losing That's all everything. Types of rhythm, bro.
Yeah.
You're losing all types of rhythm. And people will look and be like, oh, Scotty, and this guy talking about, oh, he's the MVP and all that. Yeah. People, outsiders looking in, be like, he's not showing. Bro, he wasn't able to show what he could actually do because yeah. he's literally coming off an injury.
Yeah.
And he's trying to learn the point guard position on the world stage.
On the yeah. highest
It's a tough
stage.
Ass, man. It's like asking a lot.
He was just now put into the point guard spot on his club team, yeah. maybe like a conference or two prior.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like,
he's had LA. He's had me.
Yeah.
yeah.
His whole career, he's never played point guard. Yeah. And then now he's playing point guard on the national team.
Yeah.
Like, that's nuts.
Tough ass.
That's yeah, nuts.
That was something we really missed, man. Like, was that even you being out there, bro? Like your yeah. leadership,
Boys.
It was. You could tell that was missing with that team.
Mm-hmm.
I think honestly, they win that first game and momentum is
oh yeah,
crazy. Momentum is crazy.
Yeah,
they win that first game against yeah. the Dominican Republic. That was like a momentum carrier.
Yeah,
they win that. I guarantee you they beat
yeah.
Angola.
Yeah,
the whole World Cup looks
the whole
different.
Vibe is different.
Everything looks different. I
you
think when they
too,
lost
bro.
That close one, and they knew it was winnable. spirits kind of went down, confidence went down, and it didn't really carry. And then again, the next game, Jordan, JC didn't shoot the ball.
He had
as
a hard
well.
Time getting buckets.
Yeah,
in
they
the
had
beginning.
A scheme around Bro. Him of just throwing guys
and
at him.
Gola had Lane. Three or four guys who were built exactly the same.
That and OG were, that was guarding he JC, was he was just straight face guard.
Yeah.
They
not
had like
letting
a 6'9"
dude
guarding
him.
They were throwing all types of different.
Yeah, that was wild.
That's tough.
Bodies good. Yeah. I was looking at JC's face during the game. I was like, oh man, he is tired. Yeah. And he hasn't even caught the ball yet. Like,
yeah.
It was a lot. They it was asking work. A lot to just to get open. But I agree with you 100% on Kiefer's. Okay. Kiefer's efforts to just kind of bring that stability on the court and his minutes, like I don't know if they give Mr. Quality minutes like they do in the PBA, but his numbers have to be up there.
Yeah.
I know AJ, I think AJ had the highest plus minus. Granted, he played a lot of minutes, but Kiefer's moments out there were needed. And I think he quieted a lot of haters too, off of his past performances and things like that.
Kiefer.
He came up and showed out. So I was proud of Kiefer on the world stage there.
I wanna touch on Coach Trott a little bit. We've all played for Coach Trott. He's taken a lot of flack, obviously. He just stepped down. For me, I love Coach Trott. And I think he's an incredible motivator. I think that outside looking in, people that don't understand the actual game can look at him and put everything on him. But there's one thing you got to understand is that these guys get together as a full team 1 week or 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And expect to perform on this world stage.
It's unfair.
If you're a coach, as a coach, how are you supposed to figure out rotations, which guys vibe together, what's your identity out there? Like, are we going to be a team that plays fast? Are we going to be a team that slows it down? You can't put it on a coach to figure that out in 2 weeks, bro.
Like, only the purists know. Only the basketball purists understand that at a high level. Like, but the casual fan, they look at a couple things and make the assumption, oh, but now he's losing these games. Get him out of here.
Yeah, like, they're looking at his rotations and saying, this guy, man, you have no idea the pressure it takes to try and put a team together in 2 weeks on the world stage and compete against some of the best players across
and
the whole
you
gotta entire
think
world.
Too, like JC and Kai were the last ones to come on the team. And that's like
big part.
30 huge parts of that team. Yeah. So
it's a tough ask.
That's tough, bro.
It's a tough ask. And I think Coach Chai actually in the interview after made a couple like interesting little points to where our love for the game is evident, right? Like the whole country loves basketball. We love Gilas. We love everything about the sport. But so like other countries have love for the game too. And you have, like I mentioned, you have Greece going home, France going home, Spain going home, Australia going home. You know what I mean? All very well coached teams. And I'm sure there's rumblings in their own respective countries of, you know, this guy should go, this guy should be there. Like, it's sports. Like, that's what the conversations are going to be. But I tip my cap to anybody who takes these jobs. Yeah. Like, international basketball is a tough spot, man. Well, these are small windows of opportunities to win games to set you up for history.
Yeah, like, yeah, sure.
That's a lot of weight to put on your
I think that our fans, like, granted, we were talking about earlier how we got the world record for the most fans for a game. I think our heart is in the right place. Like, I think we're frustrated because we know how good we are and how we want the world to see how good we are. We love the sport. We got hoopers here. Like, we can go. So I think that was just a little anxious of like, come on, just guys, we are so much better than this. Yeah. This is not us. And maybe it's coming from a position of love, I think, from our fans, because they do love basketball. They love us. They love the team.
Yeah. So, majority of the fans, man, like as a whole are great.
Yeah.
Great basketball fans. And they're very supportive. Right. Win or lose. There are those fans that, you know, I'm saying, cross the line sometimes and going out for Coach Trott's neck and don't understand like what he does. What I respect about Coach Trott, bro, is that as a true leader should, takes accountability. It's like, yo, put it on me. And that's like what a true leader does. Even if there's other factors, he doesn't make excuses. He's like, yo, put it on me. I said, judges brought a World Cup and we didn't show up.
Yeah.
We didn't show up. Put it on me. Don't put it on the players. This is on me. I'm a step down. Man, you could respect a leader like that, bro, to do that. Yeah. Someone that's able to take on that from a whole country.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is even in the beginning, bro, is like he had mentioned he didn't ask for that job. It's like, yo, you got called for it.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, when it gets called, like we said, when we get called, you show up.
Yeah.
You answer that call. Thanks. You know what I'm saying? So it's really unfair for him to take that flack. Obviously, he's going to take it as the leader. They're looking. But what do you think we can do moving forward? Like, what do you think changes for Gilas, Gabe? Like, you've been with them the longest out of all of us.
Yeah.
What do you think is something that needs to change at a level that could take us in a different direction?
I mean, time. I think that's it. Like, I don't care. I shouldn't say I don't care. But I think it doesn't matter who's coaching, who's on the roster, what the format is, where we're playing. I think it's a sense of time, man. Like, we prepared 2014 World Cup for 2.5 months, away from our family, friends, all basketball, all our unit, our team, for 2.5 months, got one win. So to think anything less than that is going to get us more wins, it's like trying to take a shortcut.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think, well said, you know what I mean? You can't, and that has to, and I feel like that needs to be the barometer of your expectations. Like, okay, we had a month to prepare. How can you expect to get more than? Like, I understand this. I feel like this World Cup was unique because we were at home, definitely on paper, or however you want to split it, probably the most talented team ever to wear the jersey. Like, for you got from JC to AJ, you got Junmar and Scotty, former MVPs. You got 5 or 6 guys who are playing in Japan or Korea. You know what I mean? Like, I understand that, but time, man. It's time. And it's somebody, I don't know who has to sacrifice on what end of the spectrum, if it's from the league or the powers that be or somewhere in between, the players, whatever. There has to be a level of sacrifice to get us back to the Olympics, because it's not a matter of talent at all.
JD, what do you think makes these other teams? Because take a Lithuania, take these other teams, Spain, Japan. They're also playing in other leagues. There's guys on those teams that are playing in other leagues, and they're not all together. They do have time. They have a short time to prepare as well. Maybe not as short as us or whatever. What do you think separates them to be able to pull it all together and play a certain way and have that camaraderie than us?
I think there's a lot of things internally that we would want to get on the same page. Like, I think the more that's ironed out, the easier on the outside we can do things like get everyone together, so in one place at the same time, so that we can just get our flow and our teamwork on point. I know it's easier said than done just to say, let's fix everything internally. And getting everyone to get together is easier said than done, because no one's going to want to sacrifice when it affects them. Like, it affects my team because we can't have our guy, but they can have their guy over there, and our season is different than their season. Why is it like that? This is something that we've been having trouble with.
Yeah.
As long as we've been here, it hasn't entirely got fixed yet. So I don't know what we need to do to fix that. Like, it's tough.
I think it starts, honestly, at a grassroots level, bro. Like, I keep mentioning identity. What is our identity as Filipino basketball, right? Like, imports and people that come over here and play in the PBA, they say, oh man, they're physical. That's something about Philippine basketball. It's physical. But we don't play FIBA rules in our main league.
True.
So that physicality isn't the same.
Yeah. We can't do the same thing.
So that can't be our identity, right? Mm-hmm. That can't be our identity. I think at a grassroots level, you know, the Spaniards are going to move the ball. They're going to run the Spanish pick and roll and get guys. There's going to be a lot of player and ball movement, right? Every team kind of has like an identity and a culture. You know that certain teams are going to shoot the hell out the ball. They're going to live and die by the three. You know, guys are going to be, you know, USA is going to play a certain way because they're talented and athletic. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The thing is like, what is our identity? What at a grassroots level that can we implement to say, hey, this is Filipino basketball, right? At a grassroots level, whether that's we play very fast, whether we play small ball, whether we play, you know, we shoot it within the first 5 seconds of the shot clock, or we get they're going to move the ball and run many double action pick and rolls or multiple actions off of screens, whatever that is, it's like we can't come in and just not have an identity. I feel like if we change that and it's something, the time when guys come in and you say, hey, you have 2 to 3 weeks, you don't have to learn. You don't have to learn a system. Yeah. You just have to learn each other. But you're playing Philippine basketball.
Yeah. Right.
You guys
are
playing a certain way because that's how we play.
No, facts.
Right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, no, you well said. I think we all made the same point where it's all pretty much jumbled up in one ball where it's the same.
Yeah.
Like, we need to internally fix this to give us time to establish an identity.
Yeah.
And if we can do that, we got skill. We got the talent. We got the horses.
Never about talent. That's what drives me crazy, bro.
And that's what drives our fans crazy.
Yeah. I think that's where the root of it, like you're saying, that's the root of the frustration with the fans because they know how talented.
We know how nice we are.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
We talked about the talent wise if we played one-on-one with the Japan. It's not about skill or talent. It's about culture, identity. Mm. It's about us playing a certain style in a way together. You know, it's like we can't go out there and just
roll the ball out.
Roll the ball out and say, hey, JC.
ISO spread
and do this. Yeah. We're going to run you off a couple pick and rolls. When they switch, you got to go one-on-one and try and break your defender down. Like, that's not going to be winning basketball. We're not that good. Yeah. We're not that good to play on that level. We got to have a certain amount of identity and culture, I feel like. I really believe like that. But no matter what coach, if it's Coach Chad, if it's Coach Tim, if it's Coach Tab, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like all these coaches, they need that time to develop that. And I think they do. They would want to develop at a grassroots level. They want to bring it in as a culture. But how many times are we changing the coach?
Exactly.
How many times are we saying, okay, you've had your chance, get out, Ryko, Coach Tab,
or even just the players? Like I think of teams in terms of Asia.
Look at Iran.
Haddadi just retired.
Yeah.
But they kept their core
for a minute.
It seems like you were playing
the team you were going to play.
I knew. You were playing Haddadi, Kamrani, Oshin, all these guys. Like Samed, Bahrami. Like all these, like, you know who you're playing. You know how they're going to, you basically know their plays. They ran the same plays for how long? But it's like perfecting.
That'll speed up their time too.
And it speeds up time.
You need less time.
But that's the thing. But I think that's the thing
that
can,
but I think that is true.
That's a gift and a curse with us. Ryko talked about it. Yeah. We have so much talent here.
True.
We have too much talent that it's like, oh, let's get this guy. Let's get this guy. Let's get this guy. Ryko mentioned it. He was like, he said something like, in where was he at? Was he talking about?
He was in
Jordan. Was it Jordan?
He was in Jordan.
In Jordan. Or, he was like, you only have 20 guys that could play on a national team level.
Right.
So you're sticking with those guys.
Yeah.
Here. Mm-hmm. Bro, you could plug in anybody. You could get, you talked about before the show, Matthew Wright.
Yeah.
We didn't have Matthew Wright on the team, one of the best guards that is Filipino that can represent the country.
That's crazy.
He's not on the team.
Yeah.
That's Jordan Heading, too. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I didn't even think about Jordan Heading, too.
It's a gift and a curse, bro, because it's like, that's why we don't have that flow, that continuity of the same guys of these other countries.
Yeah. But maybe that's a step right there. Like just looking at the youth, that's one thing that it does excite me because our team is young.
True.
The team that went out there right now
really young.
They're all young. Man.
Yeah. So, you know, naturally keep as many of those core guys as you can.
Keep moving forward.
And make decisions from there. But, you know, all wishful thinking, we don't make the decisions. We just make suggestions and
what do we know
from there? What do we know? we're washed anyway.
We just got like 20 chips amongst each other. Don't listen to us, you guys. That China game, like, let's talk about that for a second. Like, saw that was our only win of the World Cup. And it was a crazy win. Like, it was our first win against China, mind you, in 9 years.
Yeah.
Right. So we saw some special things that night. What do you got to take away from that game?
Yeah, I mean, that was impressive. I mean, to say the least, like, that for me was the team that I was looking forward to watch.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. I had mentioned JC, he can go off at any minute.
Dude's talented, just
take over, and we could beat anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I talked about him, you know, carrying the Jazz to beat anybody. So I knew if he like snapped like that, and it was contagious. It wasn't just him.
Yeah.
Everybody else kind of fell in line. And that's what I was looking forward to, was like JC leading the charge and snapping, and then everybody kind of feeling good. Right. And playing with a lot of confidence. But for us to go out like that, man, and to kind of, that was the only Asian country we played and put them on notice. Like, yeah, we might've lost in our group stage, but we still here. Yeah.
We still here.
Like, hold up, man. Don't think like we ain't here. We're here. So, I mean, that for me gave me like a lot of pride watching that game. I was like, smash these boys. Like,
for sure.
And I like that they didn't take their gas off, their foot off their gas, bro.
Yeah.
They were like, the whole way to the final buzzer, like, let's dub these boys.
Yeah.
Like, let's get them up out of here. And I really appreciated like the intensity and the intent that they played with, bro. Like, they really wanted to give the fans and give ourselves like something to walk off on.
Something
that they could be proud about.
Yeah.
And I mean, when JC snapped like that, bro, I was in my house. Were you there?
I was at the game.
You're there? That must have been.
The crowd must have been crazy, because I was in my house like, no way he makes this one.
Yeah.
No, I was like jumping on my couch. Like,
that was crazy.
I was like,
what was it? 20 points in 4 minutes, 20 right?
20 points in 4 minutes. My seat was like diagonal to the basket, like on the far end. So I'm watching every shot go up. I'm like, he made another one.
Yeah.
Like right off
like,
the hand.
Good, yeah.
I think you I threw my water bottle, bro. Like, I had a water bottle in my hand. I think I just like threw my butt. But I was so happy for the guys.
Yeah.
To go out like that, man.
Yeah,
to see all, like, I looked up and when we were up 15 and I saw everybody's face and like that joy and that pressure, like just fall off. You know what I mean? Like, they just got to play.
Yeah.
They finally got to play and just kind of get caught up in the moment. They're in the World Cup, and like to go out on that note, because I've had both. I've finished the World Cup with a win and 2019 walked off with zero. You know what I mean? And felt terrible for it.
Yeah.
Hurt and crushed. And to see that they didn't have to go through that and got to come together, find a way to win. It's Coach Cha, ends up being his last game. Yeah. Ends up, it's Dwight's birthday. They're singing happy birthday. They had the whole arena.
That was dope. That's pretty dope to have a birthday like that.
Like, how special is that moment? So I was just like through the roof happy for all of them, just knowing the sacrifices they did make in this short span of time, not just from their family and friends, but mentally, how drained you can be from that moment. So,
and they gave him a chance, right? To
the
Olympic qualifying.
And we have the OQT. So I think, I'm not sure if that's in France. I think it's in Paris. I could be wrong. I thought I saw somebody post it, but they have another chance, another shot at it. So I don't know when it is. I could be wrong. It's happened before. I've been wrong before.
Perfect.
Happens.
No perfection in this world, man. We can all strive for perfection.
Yeah, I got you. What'd you think about it, bro?
Just pride. We got goosebumps just seeing us just establish ourselves out in here in Asia. Like you were saying, like, nah, man, don't get this twisted. Like, we nice out here.
Yeah.
So we were really proud. And there's a part of me that was relieved that we didn't want to leave this World Cup, like you were saying, on just on a bad note and a sour taste in our mouth because we couldn't get a dub.
Right.
And you know, when we can all agree to this, like, there's one thing, if we're getting blown out by 30 every game, you just know, like, we're not there yet, guys.
Yeah.
But if it's, we know we're nice and we're battling, just right there. Like, those hurt way more.
Yeah.
So just to get over that hump and just get that win under our belts. And like you guys were saying earlier, like, we have a young squad.
Yeah.
You know, so we got that over and done with. Look, we're going to play in another tournament for a chance to get in the Olympics. We're a little bit more battle tested.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, internally, we'll keep that core in there so we can like have that. Now we know, okay, let's just do it like this time.
Yeah.
and we'll be off to the races and we can show the whole world like that we belong.
Yeah, I've been wanting to ask you because there has been like a lot of chatter going around about JC and Justin, right? Like would we have been better off with Justin, you know, that just the flow and the continuity from him playing in the tournament before with the guys, like a lot of people were saying it. I think I saw Willie Miller talk about something like that. Yeah. But how do you feel about that?
So like I've been saying it on my streams that not to take anything away from JC, because he's obviously far talented when we're talking about talent wise with JB. Being said, if JB was there, that would have flipped the whole constructs of our team in a positive way. Like what I mean by that is put Justin in there. Now he's another defensive player and he can play big. So now we're guard stricken on the squad. Our guards can get some more burn out there when JB plays big.
Yeah.
And that's going to change your rotations and our flow in terms of defense-wise. And then offense, we don't even need to talk about that. We know the ball is going to be flowing with JB. I think JB, he knows how to go with it, without it. He knows how to move with it and without it. Yeah. We got Coach Tim there kind of running that show, helping that whole continuity vibe. I've been saying it this whole time. Like, I love JC, and I'm super happy he's a Filipino and he's with us. I just think we should have went with JB.
Okay, so, I don't know. For me, I mean, I get it just because, I mean, Justin's track record is proven, right? Like he's won consistently. Yeah.
He's a winner.
He is a winner. But I look at it in the same lights. I mean, we're playing the what if game, right? But
yeah, it's tough.
Now you're not playing AJ as much.
Okay.
Kai. If you play AJ,
why wouldn't you play?
No, I'm saying if you're playing Justin at the four, now you're not playing.
Well, you would play Justin at the three. You're saying that he has the opportunity.
He has the opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm thinking they would have played him at the four. Just thinking out loud, I think they would play him at the four more, just because when stuff goes bad. I mean, there's no,
I know,
proven history off of our records that we'd be in the lead of games, and we played from behind every World Cup game we've been in. So yeah. I'm just thinking if that history runs the same course, Chat decides to go small and play Justin at the four. Now we're not getting as much. AJ probably does what he does at the five. We get less Kai, less Jumar, which Jumar showed spots in that first Dominican game where I was like, shoot, we might be playing through Jumar the whole tournament. You know what I mean?
We should have played through him more. I thought we should have played through Jumar more.
Yeah. So stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I get it just from a continuity. I think it comes down to timing. And I think that plays to Justin's favor and because he was there.
Mm-hmm.
But also, Justin got hurt, right?
Yeah, he had surgery.
People who are making the argument like, oh, Justin automatically over JC. Justin was not to say he wasn't available. I don't know the severity of his injury at the time. If it was something that could have waited until after.
It could have waited.
He said.
But I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you run that risk of possibly having a not 100% Justin or?
Yeah. I mean, it's all a what if game. And at the end of the day, like we play with Justin. So we know what he does to elevate other people's game.
True.
And for me, just watching, just JC by far is a better scorer than him. Right. Yeah. Like even Justin will say it, like he's one of the best scorers we've ever seen. Right. He didn't shoot the ball particularly well this tournament. But I think all around, Justin is probably better at elevating people's game, better passer, getting guys shots or open spots. I think he's a better like leader in a way of like bringing guys together. I think he's a better defender. I think he's a better rebounder. So you kind of have that argument of being like, you know, MJ LeBron. Mm. Like, okay, like MJ is going to give you all that scoring.
Yeah.
But then you have LeBron that's going to give you everything. You know, like we'll probably get everybody trying to torch me because I'm talking about LeBron again. But it's seriously, like I would look at it as Justin is more of like LeBron because he's going to elevate everybody.
Mm-hmm.
JC is kind of like, you could even see in games where they're like, save
him the ball.
Please. Give him the ball and save us. Go get a bucket because he's that good or great of a scorer.
Yeah.
It was like, here.
I still feel like that's a time comfort
it is.
Chemistry thing more than just... Yeah. Like if you go back and watch, who did we play before China, Sudan? We get down 12-2. JC only took one shot in that run. Yeah. One or two shots. we miss like six wide open shots that he created. Well, came down, kick, kick, kick. No, he was kicking everything. He was, yeah. So capable. I mean, I get
he's capable
passes.
Sure.
Like
for sure.
But I was just thinking, like, it changes the narrative a lot. And if he comes out in the first quarter of that game and has five assists, you know what I mean? And the momentum, the kind of the confidence of everybody on the court that, okay, I hit one, he's gonna find me again. I'm gonna hit another one.
Yeah.
Cause I think that's a victim, not just of JC's game, but I think when you don't have an identity, when stuff starts going bad, you fall into your own personal strengths.
Yeah.
For that sure. might not feed into the team's strengths. You know what I mean? And that's not JC, that's anybody across the board, because that was basically the 2019 World Cup for us. Where it's like, dang, this isn't going right for anybody. Somebody do something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But I mean, it's a great argument to have, though.
It's a great argument. Like you said, players. So it's like,
yeah,
it's LeBron and MJ, like it's tough.
Because even before me and JD had talked about it, and I was like, man, you can't, like, Jordan Clarkson for sure. Like that dude's gonna win us some games by going crazy like he did against China. You know what I'm saying? Like which he actually did. Yeah. I thought it was gonna be a little bit more, like more than one game for him snapping like that. But again, you can't play that game of like, because you don't know, Justin could have went and been a bum. You know what I'm saying? Like first time we seen him, could have been trash. Like But
damn,
you just never know. What is one player though, Gabe, that wasn't on the roster that you would have liked to see?
Probably Matt. We talked about some guys before. I'm sure you guys would say new. Like we all agreed that we thought.
Yeah.
Well, since New was in the pool, we thought New was going to be there. Matt, to my knowledge, wasn't in the pool.
Yeah.
And that's one guy. Just in terms of if you look at what we needed, a floor spacer, a guy who could play. 1-2-3 shoot the mess out of the ball, competes on the defense end, isn't known as a defensive stopper, but he competes on that side of the ball, plays high level basketball.
He's a great playmaker too.
Great playmaker, good teammate, good guy to have around. So I think Matt was one guy moving forward. I'd love to see him get an opportunity. He's still young. He's still in the prime of his career. I'd love to see Matt get out there outside of the obvious answer of new that we
Like, I know we're pro new, but outside of that, like, I would say Jordan Hedney.
Jordan.
It'd be cool to have him there. That dude's a
shoot the ball,
he can
too.
Shoot the piss out of the ball.
Yeah, I've worked out with him a few times when he was with Alap.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good off the bounce, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just a shooter. Just he can shoot the shit out of the ball, but off the bounce, like off the pick and roll, he makes good reads. He could play off the bounce, too. So I would love to see him, too.
Please put him back in.
Yeah, but that's it again.
But who do you take out? It's tough. It's tough as hell.
Baltazar, you look at Balti, how his athleticism.
So it's
that's
just
a gift 3-4. Curse,
it's a gift and curse. It's talent.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother segment. That's a whole nother episode.
It'd be tight if we can have two Philippine teams.
Yeah. Carl Tamayo. We didn't even say Carl Tamayo.
And then just have them compete against each other.
Duke it out.
That's what USA does.
That is true. USA does have the select team, and they play each other.
We have a lot of talent. We could have
that would be dope. Have a whole showcase.
Yeah,
look at us coming up with ideas.
Yeah, look at us, the smart team or the SVP. You guys can make some more money off this game too.
All right, man. So so before we get out of here, man, I just want to say thank you to Gilles.
Yeah. Thank you guys, man.
Yeah.
Marami Salama. Like, you guys put it all out there. You guys played with a lot of heart. Given the circumstances that you guys were up against, you guys played hard to the final whistle. So thank you. Thank you, Coach Chott, for your service and everything you've done for our country, representing us and being our leader for however many years you've done it. Taking the flack and taking the accountability, man, we all play for you and we all love you. Yeah, you've influenced and impacted all our lives as players, as men. So thank you.
Thank you to all the guys at Gilles 12, the pool, support staff, ball boys, fans. You guys went out on a perfect high note against China, put on a show and brought a lot of joy to all of our Kababayan all over the world. So a huge thank you to Gilles. Thank you for those who made the World Cup possible here in Manila to bring eyes on the country, the world stage of basketball. And I just wish the program, whoever steps up next to wear that hat of captain, of coach, to continue to lead this group in the right direction. And we will be supporting 100%, no matter who's calling the shot. So more Facts. Power to you.
Facts. Una salahat, maraming salamat sa suporta. Maraming salamat for the fans.
Yeah.
Muna. Pero sa tingin ko, Coach Chat, I truly believe was the right fit for the job to be on the national team head coach, just like Coach Tim said from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I think just sometimes you got to roll with it. It is what it is. But just a big thanks to the entire team. Just, I don't want to say everything Gabe said, but I'll echo it. Like, for real, thank you to everyone. Thank you to the Final 12, obviously, to everyone that helped the Final 12 get in there, and the ball boys from top to bottom. It's been great. It's been great. It's been such a really fun ride being the World Cup here in the Philippines. So thank you, everyone.
So, yeah, well said, Gabriel, JD, for just copying everything that perfectly Gabe said. But, yeah, I mean, thank you, guys. That's another episode of Let It Fly. We appreciate you guys' support. Continue to get in the comments with us. We do have a segment coming up where we will reply to you guys in a segment, maybe even take some of your guys' ideas of who you guys want on the show. So continue to interact with us. We want you guys to feel a part of this show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the support. Maraming, maraming, maraming salamat to all the fans and the subscribers. Continue to share, like, and subscribe. Another episode of Let It Fly. Peace and love, baby. We out.